Phil Vassar, George's Phil. Phil, first of all, you're going to be in town on Thursday at the Warehouse in Carmel. Cool venue, by the way. Tickets are still available at the 317-661-1760, but not many. So if you're interested in seeing Phil, you need to call now. And I'll tell you what, those listening right now have seen Phil Vassar in concert many times. You give an unbelievable show.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I heard this is a really, really neat intimate room, and we do
it is.
These things all over the world. They're really, really cool. I love them.
Well, that was the first thing. We looked at the venue, and we thought, how? Because you bounce off the walls anyway in a large stadium. How are you going to do this? You have to kind of tone your show down a little bit, maybe?
Well, you know what? It's kind of a they're listening rooms. I mean, which I really love. It's like, you know, you talk about your songs. It's like a very storyteller type environment, you know, and I mean, I tell you, they're my favorite shows I've ever seen in my life. I've seen Elton John like that, I've seen Billy Joel, James Taylor, a bunch of people like that, in a really small room where they just talk about songs. And that's my favorites ever.
Okay, how many songs you've written?
Well, a lot. I mean, good ones or just regular songs?
Well, now, someone told me, in fact, we had a producer count them, he counted over 70 charting songs.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
for you and for other artists.
Yeah. It's hard to think about that, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of me. Were you writing as a young kid? Were you writing music?
You know, I really didn't get serious about it until I moved to Nashville. But, you know, in high school, I wrote a couple songs and, you know, in college, but they were just, you know, now looking back, they weren't that great. But, you know, Nashville, you come and you really, really get inspired by all these amazing singer-songwriters or just songwriters in general, and changed my life. I mean, it really made me want to do it. I still love writing songs every day.
Who taught you how to play piano?
Well, me. I never took lessons or anything.
Are you kidding me?
No, I never did. You know, I almost took them one time, and, you know, Hornsby was telling me about this guy in Nashville. He said, dude, there's a guy there, and he's really, really great about taking guys like you that know how to play and making you better, blah, blah, blah. And then about a week before I was starting to take lessons from this guy, this has been about 15 or 20 years ago, you know, and he called and said, look, I just got a job at the University of Miami teaching, so I'm not going to be able to teach. I said, you know, I guess I'm just destined not to have a piano teacher.
Well, now, the story is, too, you were a drummer, right? And your mom got rid of the drums and gave you a piano instead. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I think anybody that ever gives their kids a drum set is just asking for a noise. So ended up... you know, I played drums first and then guitar, and then I just fell in love with piano and started playing, and I love it. I mean, I really do love to play music and guitar, piano, but piano is my first love for sure.
Are your kids musically talented like you?
You know what, they are. I hate it, but they really are. I'm like, stay in school. Go to school like your mom. There you go.
Yeah. They enjoy all types of music? They enjoy dad's music?
You know what, they really do love music, and especially, you know, my youngest, of course, she's all over the place, but my 17, almost 18-year-old, she's definitely a muso, and I've taken her with me all over the world, and she, you know, she's introduced me to all this different kinds of music, you know, and, you know, it's like, if something new, she goes, Dad, you got to hear this, and she'll play me something new, and I just go, oh my gosh, that's great, and she's, well, play me something great, you know, play me something, you know, you grew up with or something, and I'll play her something like, you know, Queen or David Bowie or Merle Haggard song or something like that. She just loves it. She goes crazy.
That's
really
cool.
Fun.
That's cool. You know, there is no doubt when we listen to a song on the radio, we know we can just pick out a Phil Vassar lyric. You have that gift of writing. Do you go someplace at home in an office to write, or are you just writing all the time?
You know, it's funny because I usually write all my lyrics on airplanes or the bus or something like that, usually when I can kind of, you know, I come up with these musical ideas at home in the studio or something. And then I'll sit around and start writing or come up with some ideas. And usually it's when I'm, you know, sort of to myself and I don't have to worry about, you know, any distractions and things like that. It's hard to do that in my life, of course, you know, with so many things going on.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, it's like everybody's so accessible now, you know, you have to kind of turn your phone off sometimes and write some words.
Yeah, of course, the old days, you would write on a napkin or whatever, and then that later becomes framed. But now you might be writing on a tablet. It's kind of hard to frame the tablet, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I guess I don't know how they're going to do that for posterity now. You know, you have to write down lyrics. But yeah, I'm still old school about that stuff. I always write stuff down. And it's like, My handwriting's so bad, only I can read the lyrics. So funny.
Well, in addition to being an outstanding entertainer and, of course, a great songwriter, too, you're quite the athlete. We wanted to ask you, listeners, we told them we were going to talk to you, they wanted to know, are you going to be watching the Olympics?
You know, I love the Olympics. I mean, it was, you know, I grew up wanting to be in the Olympics, you know, so it was one of those things where you just have to, you know, just the dedication and that these guys, these men and women are just amazing athletes. Just to be in the Olympics, you have to be one incredible athlete.
Yeah.
So it's really fun. It's like not long ago I was over in Seattle and I met this guy who was a bronze medalist.
Wow.
And he's 90 years old.
Oh, man.
In rowing, you know, it's very cool. I mean, he's still got his bronze. He was showing us his medal. And man, I just think that was the coolest thing. I mean, this was back in the, you know, whatever it was. But, you know, the 30s or 40s, and he's still got his,
still
you
got
know, it's like, that's something to hang your hat on there.
Now, track and field is what you did, right? You were involved in track and
field. I did.
What were your events?
Well, I was a decathlete.
Wow.
So Bruce Jenner was my hero, you know?
Yeah.
So Bruce Jenner was my hero growing up. So now it's definitely been interesting for a few years for me, for sure.
It would be, wouldn't it?
I can honestly say.
It would be. Now, did you go beyond high school in sports? Did you do some college stuff too?
I did. I ran track in college.
Okay.
In Virginia, I really, really did love it, and it's kind of fun. You know, I get to play my music now, and I get to jump up and down on my piano.
Yeah.
I'm incorporating my track and my music. It's really kind of good.
Yeah. Those who, again, Phil Vassar's going to be this Thursday at the Warehouse in Carmel, and you're in for a major treat, because not only will you see Phil Vassar live, that's great. It'll be an intimate setting, too, so that's going to be neat. You tell stories in between the songs?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's what this kind of venue is good for, because you get total, you know, it's almost like quiet, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's almost like a night at the Bluebird or something where you're absolutely,
cool.
you know, you do the song, and you talk about why you wrote it, and you, that kind of stuff, too. It's pretty awesome. You know?
Now, when you're on stage, is your show fairly scripted as in, okay, the order of songs, or are you kind of winging it each night?
Yeah, we never have a set list, ever, you know, that makes it it's too easy.
Yeah.
No, we just can't just we have, you know what we're doing now is a lot of people are tweeting and requests and it's kind of like doing it that way. That way we can, you know, if somebody wants to hear something, album cuts, whatever. We have this monitor that pops up on stage and it'll say, "Hey, Betty wants to hear Bobby with an I, and why did you write it?" Something like that. And it's really, really cool. So it's I love it. It's very spontaneous. And I think that's what it ought to be, you know? It's cool that way.
Now, the listener wanted to know if you would ever consider going into acting. They think you're a good actor, and he had the look for Hollywood. Would you ever do that?
Right. I've done three movies.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I was on Days of Our Lives and all that.
Oh, that's right,
stuff.
Yeah.
So I've done some of that stuff. I've done some acting, and I'm actually working on a movie that we're going to shoot next year here in Nashville. So.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool. So yeah, I do like it. It's, you know, I don't think, Tom Hanks has anything to worry about. But let me tell you, but I do love it, and it's a lot of fun. Billy Bob Thornton and people like that are friends of mine, and I love what they do. They're so good at it, you know, and watching, it's like watching, you know, somebody amazing. You know, it's like watching Michael Jordan play golf.
Oh,
like
watching you perform, on stage. You make it look so easy.
So fun.
Yeah. Well, Phil, appreciate you calling in early this morning and being part of the show. Again, tickets are available, a limited number right now, at the Warehouse, 317-661-1760. But you better hurry, and let me tell you what, you will not be just a Phil Vassar show. It's a great show.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun to play that room. I've gotten some pictures, and some friends have talked about it, and I love what they're doing. I just love this kind of venue. This is going
awesome.
It's going to be really neat for these guys.
Well, Phil, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Be safe driving up here.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.